It's Thursday night. You're listening to Kayak Fishing Radio. I'm Chip Gibson, Tree Hugger, and, well, we're doing it again, and we're almost to the end of the year. In fact, I had just about messed up on my scheduling, and I didn't schedule the last 3 weeks of the year for my own show. So, I need to put a reminder or something on my smartphone or my not-so-smartphone, so... Anyways, joining me here in the studio is Rob DeVore, the Bad Backcast. Hey, Rob, how are you tonight?
Yo, I'm good. How are you?
I'm real good, man. It's we're coming up on the end of the year, man, and it looks like we're going to get another one.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I don't know. The 21st, right, is the Mayan thing, right? The world's supposed to end. I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yeah, no, you cut out a little bit. But, it's coming up on the 21st there, man. So here's to, more shows past next week there.
I know. It's like maybe we lose out or something.
What's that?
Yeah.
Hey, you're cutting out, man, big time. I don't know if you're talking to me or what. You okay? Is it my phone? I don't know, man. Might have lost Chip there for a second, but I'm sure he'll come back.
All right, we had some technical difficulties there. Skype just dumped me, and it looks like it dumped everybody else, too. So hopefully Rob will dial back in. Not working? How about it now, Mark? You got me? Lou, testing. I think it looks like I'm back on. I can looks like the app is working, so... Yes, hello. Yeah, there's Jim. All right, good. Skype dumped me. So, anyways, I'm back on, and we'll wait and see. Rob will come back in, but technical difficulties is always a lovely event. So, anyways, been a busy week. We've got... we're looking at January, February 6, 7, 8, we're about 8 weeks, so give the app a second to catch up. So we got about 8 weeks left to the boondoggle, right? So where's the boondoggle thing? There he is.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Right. So, we've February 15th through the 18th, those are the main days. Some folks are getting there a little bit early. Some may stay a little bit longer, like myself. But then we're going to head back to the house. Clone's got about a week of school. And then we're going to turn back around, and we're going to head back down to Everglades City because the Adventure Fishing World Championship. Let me get the website up here, AdventureFishingWorldChampionship.com is going to be going on with Native, and there's 87 available spaces left. We are, so far I have two registered Kayak Fishing Radio teams. We will soon register at least one more, maybe two more, three more. I'm not sure. We got to make sure that everybody's able to get there, but it looks like we might have all of the Kayak Fishing Radio broadcasts hosts. Yeah. So the Losers, we're going to have the KFR Double L crew, and we've got the KFR Tree Hugger crew, myself and the Clone. I'm wondering if Clone's going to be the only minor fishing it. He'll be 14 at the time, but he's pretty good. He's been out in the boat quite a ways, and we do a lot of on the water navigation and stuff. So it's a good opportunity to check it out. So, but anyways, so we're going to have a good time. Yes, we'll see you there, Jim. And it should be a lot of fun. Format, if you didn't hear it, I suggest that you go to the app, hit the podcast button, look for the Double L crew from this week, and I'm looking at it right now. There it is, Double L crew, December 19th, and Double L crew, December 12th. We're not to the 19th yet. Click on that, and it'll play right on the app for you. The app is has been stable this week, not unlike my Skype. So it looks like we're going to have a lot of fun with it. So check it out. 678, you're on the air.
Hey, Jim, this is Jim.
Hey, Jim, how are you, man?
Man, I think I picked up a little bug in Hawaii last week, but I'm pretty good.
You know, I don't have any pity for you whatsoever, brother. You know what? You just suck it up. You're going to Hawaii. Did you catch any fish, man?
I fished hard all day Sunday.
Yeah?
Yeah, not this past Sunday. Sunday before. I fished hard all day, and me and the guy both fished. He caught one little bonefish, about 3 pounds. And that morning when we first went out, I saw a bonefish tail pop up, and only half the tail popped up, and it had to be 6 to 8 inches tall. So
You're
talking, it was huge. I just looked at the guy and I was like, you know, in the Keys we'd call that a permit. He goes, yeah, they're pretty big out here. So it was huge. I couldn't get close to him though. I had a bad tide that day. In Oahu they got two tides. They got a bigger tide which is about 2 feet and a lesser tide which is about a foot. So they were on 6-hour cycles and the big tide was in the middle of the night. And when we were out walking on the first flat, there was a bunch of blowholes. I said, these fish are up here feeding at night.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, there's bonefish in Hawaii, and we fished three different flats. And one of the flats, a guy came down with his guy and girl came down. She came down with a fly rod and bucket and bikini and was fly fishing, you know, serious hardcore at it.
Gotta love it, right? I mean,
yeah.
I remember back in, let's see, it was 97 or 98, we were flying some Hornets across to Japan, and we had tankers. We picked them up out of San Diego, and they flew us to Hawaii. We stopped there for a day and a half, I think it was, and we took off again, and we stopped. Our next stop was at Wake Island, and it is out in the middle of nowhere, man. I always thought it would be cool to sail around the world, but when I flew across the Pacific, that's way too much water, man. As much as I like being on the water, I don't know if I'd like being on the water all that long. But anyways, we got to Wake, and my wingman lost fuel transfer, or his fuel transfer pump was acting up. And when he was switching on, it would just start dumping at the same rate he was downloading fuel when we were aerial refueling. So we had to wait for a dedicated tanker for us. So the rest of the squadron took off and kept going, and we got stuck in Wake. It took them about eight days to get us a tanker. And while we were there, I mean, it was this beautiful, like, horseshoe-shaped island, big lagoon in the middle, super flat, and got up the first morning, you know, and I just went out, you know, I went for a little run around the island, and I see all of these tails out on the flat. Mm-hmm. And I skip a rock across there, and I swear it had to be 150, you know, 6 to 8 pound bonefish just going nuts out there. And for the life of me, I couldn't find a fishing rod that was any smaller than like a 4-aught 10 conventional reel. Those guys only fished in the deep water. They didn't go after bonefish or anything like that. It was crazy. But we did go offshore, and they had an old Mike 6 landing craft there that they converted to for their fishing boat. And we went out, caught some huge yellowfin tuna, and had sushi for days. So it was a lot of fun.
But, I tell you, I had a good younger guy. He, I think he was a Samoan, half Caucasian. I think his dad was former military. His mom was Samoan. And I think he grew up, he didn't grow up on Hawaii originally. He grew up on Guam or Midway, one of the smaller islands further out that's a U.S.
Right.
territory.
Uh-huh.
He grew up there, and they moved back to Oahu toward the end of his dad's military career. And he really had a good understanding and grasp of, you know, the island, the flats, the tides. You know, he did a lot of spear fishing on the side.
Right.
And he said, you know, he'd been out diving with his buddies, and you'd run into big schools of bones out in the deep water. But then on the flats, you know, in the flats you'd run up on just, you know, triples or doubles or singles, maybe six at a time, he said, usually. But, you know, you're talking about six bones that are 9 to 15 or up to 20 pounds. So big fish like that tend not to school in shallow water anyways.
He
was a good kid, though. He was a nice kid. So
cool.
We fished it hard, man. We fished it hard. We used a lot smaller flies than I thought we would. We used, you know, traditional number four, number six size flies, either in tan or a little orange in them, you know, to look like mantis shrimp. And I was throwing my 9 weight, which I could have really thrown my 8 and it'd been a little bit easier on the shoulder.
Right.
Because we did a lot of blind casting. So,
yeah.
You know, it's better than a sharp stick in the eye.
Yeah, there you go. And how was the wind, man? Because it seems like every time I've ever seen anybody bonefish, it was just windy.
So the first Sunday I was there, there was no wind all day. We had volcanic smog. One of the active volcanoes, of course, is spewing. And because there was no trade winds, there was nothing to blow that stuff out. So we actually, I mean, the first morning there, it was like glass. I could have thrown a 7 or 8 weight. It was, I mean, there was no wind. It was just, you know, just still. And then I was in meetings Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday afternoon, a little bit of trade wind picked up. Friday, there was no wind in the morning. I fished a little bit Friday morning over by the Air Force Base, a flat at the Air Force Base, but it had been muddied up.
Right.
And we got a little bit of a trade Friday afternoon, but not enough to speak of. And then Saturday was a pretty strong trade on Saturday afternoon. So it was kind of weird weather.
You didn't get a chance to hook up with Dave Elgus?
No, I ended up spending a lot more time in meetings than I thought I would be.
Yeah. Well, the next time you're out there, Dave Elgus is one of the local Hawaiian kayak fishing guys, and actually I guess it was the beginning of this year, they got the permit to guide and took a bunch of gear over to Christmas Island. Now it's not the Christmas Island, you know, it's not like the Easter Island thing, but it's an atoll where they did some of the atomic bomb testing, and they gave it back to the people not too long ago. And oh man, they took a Hobie Islander over there and some other Hobies. And I mean, when they went over, it was incredible. The pictures and stuff that he was shooting was unbelievable, because they were catching these huge, giant trevally, and I mean, it was just crazy. And that's on my bucket list, man, to go do a trip with those guys. And Andy Cho is another one, I think his name is. They're a group of the Hawaii kayak fishermen out there. Absolutely crazy dudes, man.
I saw a couple kayaks on some cars and trucks here and there, you know. I was looking for them, and actually the kid I went out with on Sunday, we just wade fished. But I saw him Thursday. I was walking out of breakfast getting ready to drive into the office for the meetings. I saw his pickup truck and him. He had a kayak thrown in the back going to fish.
Yeah.
I was like, this sucks.
Yeah. You got to go to work, and there goes somebody with a kayak. You could just go hit him over the head and run out with his kayak, right? So
they would never know.
Never know. Awesome, man. So at least you got a chance to fish, man. That's awesome.
Yep.
So we're it's getting cold here.
Yeah, don't remind me. It was 80 in Hawaii last week.
I know, right? So I'm ready to go down to Florida myself, man. We got about 8 weeks left, and I think we're going to have a good time. Are you going to make it down to the Boondoggle, or you got other plans?
Right now I'm planning on being at the Boondoggle. I don't think I have another trip to Hawaii anytime soon. I might have a trip to Tampa, like another trip to Tampa, or a couple trips to New Jersey, but right now February is looking light on travel. I'm actually going to be down in Titusville Christmas. We're going to go down there for a few days post-Christmas, hang out with the mother-in-law, sister-in-law. So I'm going to be up there by Redfish Chuck.
Yeah.
Christmas Day Eve, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, you have to get with Chuck and
I am.
And do a little pre-fishing there at Carr, see what's going on. I know they've been having a good time out there. So, and Rob, you made it back with us.
Yeah, I'm here, dude.
Yeah,
sorry,
Skype
don't play well on Thursdays.
Well, I'm running the server for the app on the Mini Mac, right?
Yeah.
So I'm on my laptop running the show live. During the rest of the week, when I have to, you know, run the app for the live shows, it doesn't affect me. But now I've got, I guess my bandwidth here at the house got a little narrow or something. Skype didn't like it and kicked me out. So.
Bummer.
Yeah, well, I'll just.
You'll have that.
But,
good deal.
Anyway, so, yeah, and Jim, if you get down to the Tampa way, you got Rob here, and there's Bill Howard, Haywood, and Greg Becker. They're all down there, man. They could show you some spots.
Yeah, man. The Bad Backcast.
The Bad Backcast, that's right.
Right.
So, in fact, I think, Rob, we might even, let's see, I got to go pick it up. It's ready for us. It's up in Ohio, but we, you know, I'm the old guy in the crew here, so I'm not so many years away from retirement, and I'm finally convinced the wife, and she's happy about it because she could put her motorcycle in the back, but we ordered us an RV, so...
And, did you really? Awesome.
Yeah. So we're gonna have the KFR RV ready for the Boondoggle. So hopefully I'll be picking
cool.
it up here in the next couple of weeks. But she's already got all kinds of trips planned because it's cold up here now and cold where she likes to ride up in the mountains. She's ready to go like to do Tampa, you know, go back down to Everglades and all that kind of stuff. So all the little holidays that we have coming up, we'll be dragging the trailer around, so that'll be cool. It's not a bus though. We didn't win the lottery, so we've got it. It's a trailer, so. But,
yeah, those things aren't cheap, man. But that's cool. It's a tow behind, so you can tow behind the Jeep.
No, I got to go to the truck. So I've rebuilt the truck up and everything, and it's ready to go. So. Got the F-250, it'll pull it, so.
Cool.
And, yeah, so it's nice. And it's a toy hauler, so the back end opens up, and we can put both of the Harleys in the back and stuff, so.
Oh, awesome. That's
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So.
You're going to get it wrapped in, like, a big KFR logo or something?
Well, it's already got, like, some really cool kind of blue splash logos on it, or striping kind of thing, graphics.
Yeah.
And I've been wanting to kind of play around with the KFR, you know, Kayak Fishing Radio logo a little bit. It's kind of getting a little dated, you know. So,
okay.
But I thought maybe it's kind of got a swoosh type theme on the toy hauler. So I thought maybe we just kind of swoosh Kayak Fishing Radio with the little antenna thing over the swooshes and see how that works out. So,
awesome. That'll be cool.
Yeah, but it'll be nice because, you know, she likes to fish, but when she gets bored of fishing, if we're not catching fish, then she likes to jump on her motorcycle and go for a ride. So,
good deal.
We got a. Let's see, Jim's in the chat room. There's Mark Lozer in the chat room. Also, let's see, Jim Van Pelt was in there. He looks like he dropped out. But Brad Sunjammers is signed in, and he's hanging out. He says it's Arctic in Panama City. So, all you guys with the thick blood down there, or the thin blood down in Florida, a little bit of cold. Is it getting cold down there your way, Rob?
Well, it's going to be like in the 50s, but it's not, you know, getting down in the 40s or 30s, anything like that around here anyway. Up north a little ways, it's going to be a little bit windier, or, you know, cooler and windier, but it's not going to be too bad.
Yeah?
Not here, yeah.
How's the water temps going?
In the mid and lower 60s.
That's not too bad.
I haven't done my research yet, though, because I'm supposed to go out Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Just around here. See if the trout are biting, man.
Right. But and
I haven't quite done all the research yet.
All the research?
Yeah.
So I saw, let's see, week before last, Becker and Haywood went out with Becker's son Robert, and they got into a pretty good snook hole, bunch of little snookers.
Yeah, I saw that.
So
that's pretty awesome.
But 60. You wonder what what's the tolerance for snook, man? You know.
What are they like? I know that when the water temp gets under 60, is when they're like that's when they really it's not good for them. And any lower than that, I'm sure that I'm not right on that, but that's my, I won't fish for snook if it's under 60 water temperature.
Yeah. Yeah. I would Google it, but, I don't want to, crash my machine again here. So, if it's staying up mid 60s, it'll be cool. We're shooting for a moderate winter, right? For Florida this year, so
I hope so.
So we can keep that nice cohort of baby snooks growing well and turning into big snooks.
Okay, here you go. Gulf water temp is 69. Bay is 72.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so
a couple of more nights in, you know, getting in the. You know, getting down, it's going to be kind of, we're looking at lows 59, 60, 63 the next 3 days.
Yeah.
So it might be a little bit more. But during the day, it's been in the 80s, and it's been kind of overcast and kind of cloudy, and, you know, it'll be nice.
Yeah. So, that's not too bad. And then the water, as long as it doesn't get down, I mean, what was it? 2010, when you guys had the big freeze, it killed all the fish down there and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So what was the water temps down to there? I mean, they were down like 40, right?
All right, yeah. Well, see, the problem is, you know, usually in the wintertime, it'll get down for a couple of days, and it'll drop that water temperature, and then it'll warm back up, you know, for a week. And then it'll get down, you know, it'll get cold another couple of days. You know, when I mean cold, I'm like 40, you know. In the 40s, but there, yeah, in 2010, there was sustained days for like 10 days in a row that it was in the 40s, and it didn't warm up, and those poor snook just didn't have a chance. It was not good.
So, all right, well, we're hoping for moderate so that the boondoggle will turn out awesome, and we'd have, you know, another epic time on the river there like we did at the Goon a couple years ago, so.
Yeah.
So that should be good. And then 2 weeks later, March 1st, Captain's Meeting, 2nd is the actual tournament itself, the Adventure Fishing World Championship. So So, like I said, if you're listening to the show, if you listen to the podcast, make sure you check out December 12th podcast from the 11th from the Double L crew. Woody was on board that night, and he laid it out and talked about the rules and regs and how that adventure fishing championship would go. It's like going to be a lot of fun. So, and then looking for another year, man, just having fun. And I mean, we're watching the report from our listeners here on Kayak Fish Radio, and it's going to take us probably one more good month. We almost busted 10,000 downloads or podcast listeners or live listeners total. We almost hit 10,000 last month.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah, so if we have another good month like that in December, we will bust 100,000 total listens since we launched the site on Blog Talk Radio in December of 2010. So,
okay, I Googled it for you, and the snook cannot tolerate water temperatures below 60 degrees for any extended period of time.
Yeah.
There you go.
Cool. So they won't tolerate it.
Yeah, they look for places to warm up and everything, but we're not down there quite yet.
Yeah.
It's been very, very mild, so
cool.
Hopefully we have another winter like last year. I only had to wear the waders like maybe twice.
Yeah. I would still bring my waders to the boondoggle.
Oh yeah, definitely. I always try to be prepared, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And your bug spray too, man.
Oh yeah, definitely. That wasn't even funny.
Yeah, it was. It was really funny when you didn't put your bug spray on and we got to the goon, man.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know why they call it Mosquito Lagoon now.
That's right, man, because there are mosquitoes there. And we stopped Thanksgiving week. We were down at River Palms, down at Jensen Beach, and spent Thanksgiving, a couple days before Thanksgiving, fishing the area where we did the DOA tournament last year. And got a chance to fish with Gene one day. And then Thanksgiving Day, had dinner with some family there. And then on Friday, we packed up and we headed north and we stopped at Cars Park to check it out before the, you know, little pre-boondoggle checkout. Got my membership to the club there and everything. But Clone and I got in the water and went around, got a few casts in, didn't catch anything. But they have no-see-ums there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I would suggest that if you've got one of those thermocells, and I'll bet that Brad Stevens at Sunjammers has them right now because the hunters love them. But, yeah, the no-see-ums, they're a little tough there. So hopefully they don't have long johns and it gets at least cool enough to slow the no-see-ums down.
Yeah, dude, let me tell you, you get into some bad no-see-ums, and that just makes you want to either, A, go home, or B, just, like, get in the water and, like, with a little teeny snorkel, you know, and just, like, totally get underwater, because those things are just absolutely nasty.
And let's see, Brad just put up a insect repellent link for, what is it called? Cactus juice. It's got
cactus
smell.
Juice.
Yeah. It's an outdoor protectant, sunscreen, and so why is that so good, Brad? Tell us. Florida guys need to man up and deal with the bugs. And now Yak Chum, Matt Trucks there. He's also one of our new Kayak Fishing Radio team members there for the stream on the Kayak Fishing Radio app. But he says put Listerine in a spray bottle and apply it.
I haven't heard that one. Now, when we were down at Chokoloskee, Russ, you know, from Louisiana there, he had this some sort of Victoria's Secret stuff called Amber or something. And I just, I mean, he smelled like some sort of, like, you know, I don't know what he smelled like, but he was like, he swears by that stuff. And he says up in Louisiana, they, like, take a bath in that stuff before they go out. I'm like, man.
Yeah. And then Matt just put up that Skin So Soft. That's what we did when we were at Paris Island. If you had a bottle of Skin So Soft, that was, I mean, all the, that would keep the stinking sand fleas off of you.
Yeah, but didn't that, wouldn't the enemy smell you like a mile away?
Yeah, but there wasn't really any enemy at Paris Island, so just drill instructors.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So Skin So Soft drowns them, that's right. They just stick to you and all. But I'll have to try that Listerine thing.
Yeah, that sounds like that'd be a lot better than the other stuff.
Listerine.
I don't like the Skin So Soft or the Victoria's Secret stuff.
Yeah, you don't. I don't like the oily stuff because that's exactly what happens. You tried that on the Skin So Soft for the sand fleas, and they would just stick to you then because it's all oily and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But.
And then you end up getting your, especially when it's hot, you end up getting it in your eyes.
Yeah.
No thanks, man. Yeah. Dude, talk about getting stuff in your eyes. I was fixing some quinoa and some rice and stuff the other day with some what do you call those? Those peppers, they're not jalapenos, cubanero peppers or something like that. Anyway.
The habaneros?
No, not habaneros. They're kind of like they're larger than an jalapeno, but they're smaller than like a bell pepper.
Yeah.
God, I can't remember what you call those things.
Scotch bonnet peppers?
I don't know. Tina, what do you call those peppers? Cubano peppers.
Oh, yeah?
Something like that, yeah. Poblano peppers, okay. Anyway, they're a little. They got a little bit of kick to them. Not a lot, but just, you know, very slight. And I, you know, chopped that up to put in there and everything. And somewhere in between there, I still had that stuff on my hands. And I rubbed my eyes. And, man, let me tell you, I thought my eyes were going to fall out. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, you don't want to do that, man.
No. It was like, you know, what was that? One movie with Eric Roberts going, my eyes.
Yeah, no kidding.
That was me.
But, no kidding, man. Yeah, you want to stay away from that. So, now, in the chat room, Mr. Lozier pipes up and says, make sure you wash your hands before handling lures. So, yeah, we're talking about the Skin So Soft or something like that. If you apply that or your DEET or whatever you're using to keep the sand fleas away, you definitely want to make sure you wash your hands because I don't think that's going to be a good fish attractant.
Right. I don't like to touch sunscreen or anything like that. You know, the day I go fishing, I don't like any of that stuff on my hands at all.
Yeah. And Andy Bukowski says, wash them in gulp juice.
Gulp juice. There you go. Probably want to keep that out of your eyes, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I would, too, yeah. So, then drink the rest. Tommy Head Jigs pipes up and says, have you seen a fisherman's soap?
Yeah, I've seen it, but I've never used it.
Now, I have one of those metal bars that you use to get the fish smell off of your hands, and that works
does
pretty
it work?
Good. Yeah, it does. It's just, it's kind of a, I don't know what it's made of. It's some alloy, but it looks like a aluminum bar of soap, and you just rub it around your hands, you know, under the water and stuff, and it takes the fish smell off your hands.
That's really cool. I didn't know that. Does it work with, like, if you've been using, like, squid or something? Because that's, like, something you can never get off your hands, man.
I don't prepare squid in my kitchen, so.
No. I don't mean that in your kitchen, but, like, if you're not that I would ever fish with squid, but I'm just saying if you were to.
Or a big pyramid sinker.
Yeah. There you go.
I don't know. Tommy just puts up fisherman's soap. Let me see what that is here. But it works pretty good. I'll bring one down. I got a couple of them. I'll bring one down to the boondoggle. You can try it out, man.
Yeah.
You bring the squid though.
And the pyramid sinkers.
Yeah.
We're going snook fishing with pyramid sinkers and squid.
That's right. You knock them out. That looks pretty good. Okay, so Matt Truck says you can use a fillet knife to get garlic smell off your hand. Will you cut your fingers off?
Yeah.
Bone fishing in Hawaii, yeah.
Okay. I haven't heard that.
So, no. So, anyways, you've got an Android device, right?
Yes, sir.
Have you downloaded and installed the app, the Kayak Fishing Radio app, on your Android device?
Yes, I have. It's pretty good. The one thing that I can say about it that I don't like is that you can't – when I type, I like to turn the phone sideways.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And it doesn't do that on the Android?
My fat thumbs won't – yeah, I gotta – it won't – you turn it sideways and the keyboard won't turn sideways.
Really? Let me try it on the iPhone here.
Oh, I'm sure it might work with the iPhone, you know, because
– Well, I don't know. Let me see. Nope, it does not. So, yeah, you gotta have a little
crazy.
That's irritating, huh?
My fat thumbs won't, you know, I type something and it looks like something that should be on, CMU autocorrect or something, you know?
And then, it says you can't turn it off. You can't
really?
Turn off the, he says you, yeah, Matt says you gotta be careful, you can't turn it off. You can't figure out how to turn off the app.
The app? That's cool. I know how to do that, Chip.
You do? Let us
know. All you got to do is the power button on your phone.
Is that right? It turns it off?
Yeah. And then it brings up your menu of, you know, restart, shut down, cancel. Then just hit restart. And there, that'll shut it off.
Matt's like, yeah, that'll work. There's no quit option, huh? Are you talking about the stream, Matt? Or are you just talking about the app itself, because, I mean, most apps don't have, like, a quit option. You just have to either kill the process or, yeah, the app. Yeah, on the, you know, on the iPhone, you just double-click the little button thing and then hold it until it says X and turn it off. But, yeah. I don't know, there's some other plugins. So one of the things that I've heard from folks so far is they don't like the, you know, the – everybody enjoys the chat room, especially on Tuesday nights at the with the Double L crew there. And then on some nights on Chuck's show, it gets pretty out of hand. But the unfortunate thing is that we run the show from Blog Talk Radio, and the chat room from Blog Talk Radio is a Flash chat. And as we all know, with the Apple iOS stuff, you can log into the KFR site and do that way. But Lozier says hit the stop button. But you can't, we don't have a chat function on the app. And none of the plugins are available. Because I'm not one of those smart guys. I didn't write the code for this app. I just plugged in the graphics and used ready-made templates for it. So
don't blame me. I'm just the radio show host.
Yeah, that's it. I'm the radio show guy, and right. So, but we do have an option for Twitter, and then like right now, I sit here and I've got the app up so that I can see. In fact, Double L just says app works awesome. So thanks for that on the wall in the wall on the app phone or the iPhone. And if you do it in Android, we see it all that way too. And you can comment there and stuff. I can also put up a who's kissing the snapping turtle? I don't know. We can put a oh my bear. We can put up a Twitter wall on the app. What do you think of that, man? Do you do Twitter?
Yeah, I do, but I just haven't. I don't know. I haven't been using it very much lately because I haven't had anything to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody cares what I'm having for lunch, you know.
Well, I know, like, like on Tuesday nights, about 9 o'clock, they kind of run like a chat thing on Twitter with hashtag Fish Chat. Have you ever participated in that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what we can do is we can put a Twitter wall on the app, and then we could hashtag it with something, you know, so that would only show up on the app.
Yeah.
We could do a Google Hangout. Well, that's only if you got the Android thing, Matt. We don't have it on the iPhone. We have regular iPhone chat or message. But anyways, so we can do that. That way there would be internal to the app, so all you have to do is flip it through the app, right? So we can play with it, man. We have to he's got it on his, huh? Okay. But we can do that. There's also videos. In fact, Mr. Lozier and I are going to get together. We have a channel on Ustream, and last time we were down at Sunjammers, we did some videos on Ustream, and if I can figure out how to put that on there, we may have to use our Yahoo channel, YouTube channel, but we could also put certain feeds on there for videos and run those through the app. So, yeah, Yak Chum, if you want to see the videos we did at Sunjammers, you just go to Kayak Fishing Radio. That's the channel for Ustream. And then hopefully when Mr. Lozier starts doing some of his seminars there this year, we can get him to shoot some live video. And that would be cool if you could see that right over the app, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, so now videos eat up your data. So unless you have unlimited data, you have to make sure that you check that because that costs you extra. But it doesn't seem though like the podcasts really eat up that much. I listened to a couple podcasts the other day on the thing, and yes, Rob, I have uploaded some of your earlier shows into the podcast. So if you keep hitting more and more and more and go down to the bottom, you can find some early Bad Backcast shows in there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm apologizing in advance.
Where it was called The Late Show.
Oh, good Lord.
When we were doing The Late Show, right?
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Yeah. So those are in there. And I actually have Matt is, after the holidays, is going to start working up some best of shows to put on the live stream. I've got some software on the Mini Mac that'll queue up playlists and stuff like that, and we can do some best of shows and insert in some sponsor spots and stuff like that. It's going to be pretty cool.
I apologize in advance for anybody listening to any of those old shows.
You're going to send me the bill. What's that? Yeah, he's going to record his seminars in the winter, and he's going to attend. Yeah, that'll be cool, man. The videos are cool. If you haven't seen Sunjammers Gangnam Style, too, you have to make sure you check that out. Go to Sunjammers. Yeah, that was pretty funny. Brad was getting down with it. No, we don't pay for your data bill on your phones. You use the app is free. I'll refund your money for the app. So, anyways, well, I don't have much more to talk about. That was kind of it. I just want to kind of get a little feedback on the app. Jim, have you checked out our app, man? Do you have a smartphone?
Yeah, man, I got it downloaded on my Droid. I used it. I think I used it last night. No, yeah, Wednesday night. I used it before I had to scoot out.
Cool.
Worked fine for me.
Yeah, I got to find somebody that's got a Droid phone to see what it looks like because I only have iPhones here. So,
yeah, I got a Droid.
It works out okay for you, though?
Yeah. Now, realize my Droid is a Samsung Rugby, waterproof.
Oh, yeah.
It's not one of those, you know, super Samsung 10-inch.
Right.
It's a little stripped-down smartphone, but it's waterproof and ruggedized, so I can take it in the yak. But
yeah.
It worked fine for me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one thing that I didn't care for was we do the Yak Angler feed burner on there, the news, and some of their articles show up with the full article, and then some of them only show up with like a little teaser paragraph, and you have to actually hit the thing to open it up in your browser window. But that's about the only thing I found that I really don't care to. It's pretty easy, but the app does. If you happen to be listening to it live on your computer and then turn on the app, depending upon the bandwidth it is using and how busy the net is, there could be a minute delay between the app and the live show. So that might confuse people. If you were calling in and talking and trying to listen to it at the same time, it would get you pretty confused. So we're going to keep playing with it. We'll change it up a little bit around the first of the year and see if we can add some new and interesting stuff to keep folks interested. We did. I can see the metrics for folks who have downloaded the app from the Apple developer site because that's under my license. And we are global now. We've had I haven't looked at it today, but in the last few days, we've had folks in China, Japan, the UK, New Zealand, Australia. Folks are listening to Kayak Fishing Radio all around the world now.
That's so cool. That's awesome.
Dear Lord.
Yeah, I know, right? I can just see them at a little village in China somewhere, you know, listening to it, and they're like trying to understand what these guys are talking about, fishing in little plastic boats and stuff, but... But, you know, we're talking about, you know, artificial baits and stuff like that. So that'd be cool. So if you're listening from China or Japan or Australia, check us out on Facebook, Kayak Fishing Radio. Drop us a line. Let us know what you think. If you got questions, we'll try to answer them. It's a good thing that Google has that translator thing. So, anyways. So what are you going to do? You said you're going to fish this weekend, Rob?
Yes, sir. Tomorrow, Saturday.
Right?
Yeah, it'll be awesome.
Okay, what's your targeting? Just some trout?
Yeah, probably just trout on flats there, man.
Okay, cool. Taking anybody with you or going solo?
Jean said there was a possibility that her and her dad might come over. Because I think she's in Orlando this weekend. So that would be cool. And my buddy Keith, of course, will probably go too.
All right.
But there's whopper trout out there. I'm telling you, man, Chip. This area, my record for like 20-plus inch trout is really, really good. And not too long ago, my buddy Keith got one that was 27 out there. So trout fishery is back in... big and better than ever.
Cool. Well, hopefully we'll be able to get down there during the late winter, early spring this year, now that we can take the Kayak Fishing Radio toy hauler on the road. So
there you go, man. Anytime.
Yeah. And Jim, how about you, man? Have you had enough fishing in Hawaii? Are you going to take a break now or what?
No. So not this weekend, but next Wednesday, buddy, am I going to a vacation day I need to burn. A buddy and I are going to go up to the Amicalola.
Uh-huh. Right.
Amicalola. And look for some really, really stupid rainbow and brown trout.
Rainbow and brown. Is that the late season, right?
Yeah, delayed harvest. It's another stretch of delayed harvest up 400 north where they bought that property for the future airport that's never going to be built.
Right.
So, we're going to go up there. We're going to sneak up there Wednesday and look for the stupidest fish we can find with some buggy whips, some three weights and four weights.
Uh-huh.
So that's going to be Wednesday.
Cool. Tommy's still hunting. Tommy Ed Jigs, he's over in Noonan. And he said he's still hunting. So I told him when it stops, we should go find some find a nice pond where it's got full of crappie or something and try that. So.
Heck yeah, man.
But all right, well, it's been fun. It's been Thursday, and we'll do it again next week. Monday, Chuck will kick it off, and we'll we're looking forward. We got about 8 weeks left, so we'll see everybody down at the Boondoggle. Thanks for joining us, Rob, Jim. We'll see you guys next time.
No problem. See you. Have a good one.
All right. Good night.
Later.
And.